Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Miles. We're gearing up for the annual NCAA convention where Dr. Brand will deliver his annual State of the Association address. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks, but first I want to talk about some of the exciting things we have planned for Orlando, Dr. Brand.
One of the things we don't do enough sometimes is honor those who have had great accomplishments, to take a moment out and celebrate those wonderful people, whether for the year or and sometimes lifetime awards. So one good example is the Gerald R. Ford Award, which we started giving a few years ago for lifetime achievement in intercollegiate athletics. And this year, the award winner will be Christine Grant from the University of Iowa, who has been very influential for a very long time. She's retired now in women's sports. And in fact, she was there, helped to see through Title IX acceptance, and all these years has been just a stalwart and a great advocate for women's sports, and we're going to get a chance to recognize her great accomplishments over the years.
And it's really exciting because she gets to be honored, or more importantly, we get to see her honored. All three divisions are taking part in this convention.
Absolutely right, and we do it at the time that I give my State of the Association address. Last year, we honored John Wooden, for example, as well as Birch Bayh, who initiated Title IX. And so it's an opportunity, I think, to take those sterling individuals and really put them up on the platform that they deserve.
Christine Grant is one of a few who will be honored at the convention, including former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue.
Yes, we're going to honor Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, and we're going to give him what we call the Teddy, the Theodore Roosevelt Honoree Award, which is one of the highest awards we could give in the NCAA. We'll award what we call the Top Eight. We'll have a silver anniversary returning group. We'll offer a Valor Award, as well as an inspirational honoree. And it's, again, very important for us to celebrate the accomplishments of these individuals. I think sometimes in our culture and our society, we don't stop enough to celebrate and to give homage and honor to those who have really done very well.
I think you're right. One of the things, I've had an opportunity to go to a few conventions, and I really love hearing the stories from some of our top eight and our Inspiration Award winners. They're just remarkable student-athletes and former student-athletes, and we get to learn just little vignettes from their lives, and I think it's really quite special.
Oh, I agree very much, and they could be great athletes in college, and what's happened to them over the last 25 years? What have they done with their lives? And they have great stories to tell. I couldn't agree with you more. And we have to stop again and acknowledge and recognize them.
Talk a little bit about something that's been going on for the past few years is career connections. The NCAA has a job fair, and it's really blossomed into a wonderful event at the convention.
Yes, this is something new. We've been doing it for the last several years, and it's been very popular. A lot of people like to come to work in college sports. It's a terrific place to work, as I hope you would agree.
I do.
Good. And many people ask, well, how can I break in? I'm about to graduate from college. I have a degree in management or in some other relevant area. How do I break in? Well, one way is to go where the jobs are being offered, and it's the NCAA Job Fair, and we're seeing more and more employers as well as potential employees there. So it's been popular and been very successful.
I think also you have folks from the membership coming, maybe even if they don't have a job to offer, they come to meet some of the folks that, you know, might be available for jobs down the road.
That's right. There's a lot of networking that goes on, and frankly, there are more people who want jobs in this area than there are jobs, so networking becomes very important. Obviously, the schools, our members are there, but sometimes people who put on games in the business world who are engaged in college sports are also on site and interviewing, or at least beginning to talk to people who later on, there were some opportunities. We have internships that are available there as well.
Last year was the kickoff of our centennial celebration. What are we doing to mark the transition?
We're going to continue to work on our goals. We're going to continue to see how far we've gone, count our successes. I think it's important that we say we had a very successful 100-year anniversary, 25 years of women's sports. That was a great confluence of dates. And now we need to move on to the next century, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to look ahead.
All right. Well, convention is coming up. There are a lot of great events, as you've now heard, surrounding the event. And we will touch base from the convention where we will discuss Dr. Brand's State of the Association address in a few weeks. Have a great holidays.